USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. Marshals have posted a reward up to $10,000 for information leading to the arrest of escaped Alabama inmate Casey White. White was serving time for murder and a number of other crimes dating back to 2015. Jail records show that Casey White, along with corrections officer Vicky White, no relation, were last seen Friday being transported from the jail to court to have a mental evaluation.
We have had a warrant issued for Director Vicky White. The charges are permitting or facilitating escape in the first degree.
That's Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton, who says no mental evaluation was scheduled for the prisoner. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular gasoline is up to $4.19 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
A group of lawmakers spent their weekend over in the capital city of Ukraine. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
A congressional group led by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi went to Ukraine over the weekend to talk unity.
We are proud to convey to him a message of unity from the Congress of the United States, a message of appreciation from the American people for his leadership, and admiration to the people of Ukraine for their courage.
It should be noted the congressional group delivering a message of unity was a partisan group of Democrats. Republicans were not on the trip.
A Missouri man is scheduled to die by lethal injection for the 1997 killing of a couple in their home southwest of St. Louis. Carmen Deck's execution is set for Tuesday. His death sentence has been overturned 3 times, but the sentence was reinstated in 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Reaction continuing to come in over Elon Musk purchasing Twitter. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis tells a reporter what he thinks about the idea of Musk moving Twitter's headquarters to Florida after the tech entrepreneur secured the $44 billion deal to buy out the company.
Importing some tech company from San Francisco has not been high on our list. I think that what happens is they'll tend to come in, they drive up the cost of living for everybody else, and they enjoy our lower taxes, but what are they really providing?
Fort Worth, Texas becomes the first city in the United States to mine Bitcoin. Fort Worth Mayor Matty Parker joining Fox Business to talk about why Fort Worth is making the move.
I think the number one goal for the city of Fort Worth is to make sure we're known as synonymous with tech and innovation, understand what the future of cryptocurrency is. This conversation is happening with major organizations across the world, and Fort Worth wanted to be a part of the conversation, and we really gained that in the last week.
She says the 3 machines that do the mining were donated by the Texas Blockchain Council and will be running 24/7 for the next 6 months. An update to the airline mask mandate is expected this week. It was extended until May 3rd so the CDC could study the Omicron subvariant. This after a Florida judge struck down the mandate last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.